Dear colleagues, it's a very important discussion. Thank you very much for giving me the floor. I just wanted to join the comments of my colleagues that are mentioning the importance of joining the efforts within the reporting efforts that we are talking about right now. I just wanted to highlight that some of us, we are involved directly, and Red Caucasus has been involved directly in the reporting under the UN CBD Convention and UNCCD Convention, and we definitely see the necessity to join the efforts and improve information exchange at the regional level and at the national level specifically, because under these conventions, for example, under CBD, we have our national targets, our international targets under CBD, and also Aichi targets that I think we are trying to reach. And in terms of, for example, improvement of protection of biodiversity habitats by minimizing the degradation, we have common goals such as determining the state of habitats in danger of destruction and the main threats to the lead to the degradation and fragmentation of ecosystems, for example. And the other one, assessment of vulnerability of key ecosystems due to the climate change, paying special attention to the nature of anthropogenic impact. And the other one that is regarding the ecosystem services and promotion and efforts directed to the restoration of degraded ecosystems. So these are all targets that we are reporting under the joint conventions, and I think we should have this in mind, especially when planning our reporting under the upcoming COPs and under the CBD COP, biodiversity COP that is being that is planned to be hosted by Armenia in 2026. This is our suggestion, and we have directly impact, and also we have direct information under the reporting. So we hope that we will be also included in the reporting process in the future, during the upcoming process, and we suggest that we can provide this information directly, especially meeting the targets that we are discussing right now. Thank you.